Tuesday, the 13th of November. How did it get to be the 13th of November already? In fact, how did it get to be November, full stop? This year has just been insane. I wonder if there's somewhere where you can slow things down a bit. Anyway, I have a few minutes amidst a crazy, crazy, crazy week to record today's audio boo about broadband in Ireland. And I had planned to continue on with looking at the alternatives to Aircom, services like Imagine, etc., etc., but that's just going to get repetitive, I think. So I'm going to kick off a fresh sequence in this series, looking at the actual plan, the plan that the politicians have come up with. Pat Rabbit, who is the relevant minister, has come up with a national broadband plan, and I'm going to go through it with you. Not all today, I'm just going to look at a point and discuss a point a day. Today I'm just going to give you my general impressions of the document, which I'm not entirely impressed with, you may have gathered. It's one of those documents written clearly with politics in mind, rather than the national interest. The document puffs out its chest at the fact that it plans to deliver. It plans to deliver higher speed broadband than the European Union has set out in its guidelines, and the plan is full of this sense of pride at having said that they're going to do, not having done it, not having accomplished faster broadband than is set out in the EU directives, but pride in that they plan to do this. Nothing has been achieved yet. They're already sort of puffing their chest out, these politicians, that they have an idea that they're going to do this. Which runs through the whole, and like I say, it is one of those documents that just drips with political self-satisfaction, unfortunately. So that's one thing. The other thing that bugs me about it is that its stated goal, and I've said this before in this series of audio boos, its stated goal, its outcome that the politicians who are puffing out their chests at this already, is to provide unequal broadband access in Ireland. That is their goal. Their goal is to provide inequality. The goal is to provide high-speed broadband, highest-speed broadband in certain areas, then to drop down to... So in the highest speeds will be 100 to 150 megabits per second. And then to drop to around, say, 70 or less in other areas. And then the rest of the country will get around 30 megabits per second. Now, at the moment, 30 megabits per second is a lot faster than most people can get. But, like I said yesterday, the very fact that 100 and 150 megabits per second broadband is being installed, to my mind, suggests that the providers of broadband see the need for it. Otherwise, why would they build in all this extra capacity? So, if they're rolling out at the moment 150 megabits per second, then 30, which, by the way, I think according to the plan, if I remember correctly, is going to be delivered in 2018. That's 6 years away. 6 years ago, I remember the fastest speed I could get from my office was, and this is a phrase that many people probably haven't heard in a long time, ISDN. That's right. 128 kilobits per second. Was that what ISDN was? Oh, and we were so happy. ISDN, gosh, I remember when it was introduced. That was fast. Because when we were all suffering with dial-up, and for those of you who can't remember dial-up, do I remember correctly that it used to be 14 kilobits per second dial-up? Something ludicrous like that, which at the time, of course, because it was such new technology, we didn't know. We just thought it was good. But actually, compared to the speeds that came with ISDN, and everybody thought, oh my goodness, ISDN, how fast could you possibly want to go? well, as it turns out, a hell of a lot faster. So if that was the technology available, and I appreciate that at the time it wouldn't have been cutting edge. 6 years ago, ISDN was definitely not cutting edge. But it does go to show how fast things have developed. So by puffing out its chest, these politicians are saying, we will give you speeds in 6 years' time that are a fifth of the highest speeds available now. And I just wonder how visionary that is. And I also question how visionary it is to state in your national plan as the political representative of the people that you're going to aim for inequality in your country. I don't think that's, politically speaking, acceptable. Anyway, there you go. That's just my broad thoughts on the plan. And we'll go into a little bit more detail over the next couple of days. And then, to be honest, I don't know what else to do with this Audio Mo series. And I don't want to fill the next 2 weeks with kind of puff, because I've run out of things to say. So if I do run out of things to say, then I'm going to stop this series. But for the time being, we'll look at the National Broadband Plan. Thanks for listening.